The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
The large black beetles in your garden might look menacing, but they're really a boon to your plants. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert for PlantersPlace.com, and today I want to give an ode to the predaceous ground beetle. Predaceous ground beetles in the garden are formidable-looking creatures, especially if you're a slug, a Colorado potato beetle, or any other small pest within its grasp. They eat practically any small creature, as well as weed seeds at times, which is another bonus. The only downside is that they will also eat earthworms if they happen to snag one, but it's a small price to pay for all of the good that they do for us. It's nice to know that such a large insect is on our side when it comes to battling bugs that might bother our fruits and vegetables. Ground beetles are primarily nocturnal hunters, although they're very easy to find when you're working in the garden and you turn over a rock or disturb their resting areas. My boys love them because they're so big you can nearly put a harness on them. When I had Sam hold one in the picture, it was difficult to keep it still enough to focus. He commented on how strong it was. They have a pretty typical life. After the female lays eggs in the soil, either in the spring or in the fall, depending on the particular species, she will often stay close to protect them. After hatching, the larvae often have limited mobility, but are still heavy feeders, spitting digestive enzymes on their food to basically turn it into a liquid that they could suck up and consume. From larvae, they can go through 2 to 3 pupal stages, once again, depending on the species. Ground beetles can thrive in many situations, although if they have a soft, mulched area, they are happy little creatures. They stalk or ambush their prey, so the better they can move, the more efficient they are snatching up the pests in your garden. They also need places to hide. And the cool thing is when the beetles hide underneath rocks or other flat pieces of protection in the garden, you're not going to find earwigs there, because they already did. What's also kind of interesting is sometimes when the airborne hunters, like birds, go after prey on the leaves and upper areas of the plants, the prey are inadvertently knocked to the ground, serving them up to the beetles. So even though they don't climb, the beetles are still able to access pests in the foliar regions. As with all beneficial insects, it's important not to overdose the garden with pesticides. Ground beetles are particularly sensitive to BT, the Bacillus thuringiensis, that is organic. So even a safer, at least to us, pesticide is potentially dangerous to these tough little predators. So be prudent when applying any pesticide and keep it contained as much as possible to the target species. Other than in the worst case scenarios, it's best to let the predaceous ground beetles as well as the other beneficial insects take care of the problem for you. For more information on how to handle pests in your garden, as well as a whole lot of other general gardening advice, please visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.